quarter.
Well, man,
you know my farm.
Oh, yes.
Well, I had a horse.
Yes.
Horse died.
Yes.
Bid the horse. Went around next day to what these fools have grown up where I bid that horse.
Well, what grew up?
Horseradish. I had an old cow. Old cow died. Buried the cow, went around next day, but you slow there, grows up where I buried that cow.
Well, what grew up then?
Cow combo.
Robin Song by Mr. George W. Johnson. I was coming around the corner, I heard some people say, if I'm standing out here, it's a little fight. With a heater like a snowplow, his mouth is like a trap, and when he moves, it gets me, or it means people happy that I laugh. Very good study of vocabulary. They said his mother was a princess, his father was a prince, and he's been the apple of the eye, he had nothing to win, but he'll be the king of Africa. So now I'm going to sleep, son. So what I'm going to say, I'd like my bed to see you in my beautiful little lane. Now whether you say it's funny or a quiet bit of jab, why, all I'm going to do is just go to the lab and the lab.
My fellow citizens, recent events have imposed upon the patriotic people of this country a responsibility and a duty greater than that of any since the Civil War. Then it was a struggle to preserve the government of the United States. Now it is a struggle to preserve the financial honor of the government. It was a contest to save the Union. Now it is a contest to save spotless its credit. Thank you.
We don't know whether we'll have the gold standard or the silver standard. We don't know whether a dollar will be worth 80 cents, 70 cents, or 60 cents. The way I get rid of that difficulty is that every dollar I get hold of, I spend. I take no chances. The government can bust tomorrow, and it don't owe me a cent. Now, the Democratic Party says that the Republican Party are all thieves, and the Republican Party says the Democratic Party are all thieves. Well, they know each other, so there's no chance for an argument there.
Now we come on to the next lot. Here we have a mechanical engine. Here is a mechanical engine. It runs by clockwork. That is blowing the whistle. What shall I say for the mechanical engine worth either $10? I have promised for the engine. I have $1, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10, $10,
fish, one is based at the Coney Island, made by Mr. Kyle Stewart, at a song record. As to the other day, I got on one of these cars that goes across the Brooklyn Bridge, and I started out for Coney Island. Well, sitting alongside of me in the car was an old lady, and she seemed to be a little bit fidgety about something or other, and finally she turned around to me and she said, "Mister, do these cars stop when we get on the other side of the bridge?" I said, "Well, now they don't. You'll get the awfulest bump you ever got in your life." Well, we got on the other side, and I got on one of them trolley cars what goes down to Coney Island. I handed the car feller a dollar, and he took and put it in his pocket just the same as if it belonged to him, and I guess it did. We got putting it down there, and I says, "Mister, don't I get any change?" He says, "Did you see that sign on the end of the car?" I said, "No, sir." Well, he said, "You better go out and look at it." Well, I went out and looked at it, and that settled it. It said, "This car goes to Coney Island without change." They call the Midway Please Umps, and then I found another place, what they call the Streets of Terror. Well, they had a lot of shows going on along there, and I went into one of them and sat down, and I guess if they hadn't shut up the store, I'd have been sitting there yet. I put near busted my buddies laughing. They had a lot of girls dancing some kind of a dance. I don't know what they called it, but the music went something like this. La 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 la. I went home more. I thought about it. I made up my mind I'd learn that dance. Well, I went out from the cornfield where none of the neighbors could see me, and I'll be doggone if I didn't knock down about 4 acres of corn, but I never got that dance right.
Thank you. you see a man order a stripe at a hotel, but he always looks hard as though he hated himself and everybody else. He tries to look as though he enjoyed it, but he does not. Stripe is indigestible and looks like an india rubber apron for a child to sit on. A man eating stripe at a hotel looks like an Arctic explorer dining on his boots or chewing a piece of frozen raw dog. You see a man eating stripe and he tries to cut off a slug of it, and he acts as though he hopes the knife would fail to do its work. And when he gets a piece in his mouth, he chews it with long teeth, the way the girl with an ulcerated tooth chews rubber gum. You throw a piece of stripe down in front of a dog and see if he does not put his tail between his legs and go off and chase you. Stripe may have a fear of you, but it is not as foolish. It may be good to fill into a burglar-proof safe with a cement and chill steel, or it might answer to use as a breastplate in time of war. Or it would be good to use as bumpers between cars. Or it would make a good face for a pile driver, but when you come to smuggle it into the stomach, you do wrong. A piece of Turkish towel cooked in actual grease would be pike, as a stripe.
Ha ha ha. from the following remark that I have never touched a drop of liquor in my life. I don't drink it in such small quantities. Yes, it is a fact. I never allow a glass of whiskey to pass my lips. It stops right there. I nail it before it gets any further. I think drink is a great evil which will be put down. And I am proud to say, since I have been engaged in this crusade, I have succeeded in putting down lots of it. And I'm still at the good work and intend to put down lots more with unabated vigor. Now, I went home last night. My wife met me at the door. I said, good evening, my dear. I will admit that it is very maladroit to say good evening at 3 o'clock in the morning. She said, I don't want to talk to you. I said, why? She said, in the first place, you are drunk. I said, you are wrong, my dear. It was not in the first place I got drunk. It was in the last place.
Still, his whiskers grew, he died. them up and he hung them up. He nailed them up and he screwed them up. But still, his whiskers grew. Still, his whiskers grew. They stood out the light of the moon that night. But still, his whiskers grew. Still, his whiskers grew. Still, his whiskers grew. He tied them up and he hung them up. He nailed them up and he screwed them up. But still, his whiskers grew. Still, his whiskers grew. They covered the ground for miles around. But still, his whiskers grew.
Hey! Hey! Murphy! Are you there? Casey's under the rim talking. Hi, Casey! There! Am I speaking too loud for you? There! Why haven't you been to work for the last 2 days? Yes, why haven't you been to work?
What? You don't tell me. Oh! When was this? Tuesday night. Oh, what is it, a boy or a child? A little girl, 10 pounds. Oh, well, you're the slave. Yes, that's over. I go right over now. I walk over the house.
I wonder why. try to solve the mystery. I very often try. I heard them billing coo, and I heard her say, "Don't you now stop." I wonder why. I wonder why.
Bicycle's got two wheels, tireless, chainless, spokeless, and dangerous. Now, what do you bid for it?
Say, is it a Columbia?
It is not a Columbia. It's called the Neverbrick, 82 model. The fella must have been broke that left it here. Now, what do you bid for it? Gentlemen, this bicycle must have cost $125 when it was new, and I wouldn't think of taking less than $50 for the first bid. Now, what am I offering?
$3.
Sold.
Just why gum. Say, won't you take it back and give me a cigar for it?
Oh, smoke up, Reuben. You're going out. Oh.
Are you all ready? Then let her go.
Thank you. Colony, Columbia, Phonograph, Company of Washington, D.C.
Possession, testimonial from some of the most wealthy and influential citizens of this city. There was Grover Cleveland, was laid up with a rheumatism so that he could not move, couldn't walk. He used one quarter of a bottle of this preparation, and today he is as well as ever and is in good shape to walk out of town the next quarter mark. There was an old lady down in South Washington, 175 years old, has been bedridden for 17 years. She used one half bottle of this preparation, and today she is earning a good living for herself, dancing in the valley in the Black Hook. Now, people, the regular price of this preparation is $1.